Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our Sunday school, amen, that we have every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right now, via conference call, we are located at 830 Pepperidge Road in Westbury, New York, 11590, and our website that you can peruse that you may be blessed. Amen. By the Lord, what it is that the Holy Spirit is releasing, amen, is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh God, we thank you, hallelujah, for this time, hallelujah, my God, to be able to partake in your word, to be able to learn of you in Sunday school, oh God, hallelujah. We commend this service unto thee, oh God, that you may bless it, that you may bless all of those that have pressed their way, oh God, that they may be in your presence on this day, oh God, to hear what it is that your spirit is saying unto those of us that is the church, oh God. Father, I ask now that you anoint the man of the hour, Bishop Isaac Hurd, hallelujah, as he has labored in your word, oh God. Anoint him, oh God, to bring forth the revelation, oh God, that you have given unto him, oh God, hallelujah, that we all may be blessed by it. And we ask for the grace, hallelujah, that we may apply, hallelujah, and reproduce, oh God, what it is that you are releasing on this day in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, and we give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Bishop Hurd, I release the line to you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Asia Hurd. As we are coming to the end of dealing with a judge named by the name of Samson, I had a chance to do a lot of evaluation, even in my own very life, as I read this text repeatedly and redundantly, just to ask God to really talk to me about a man that had so much potential and so much strength, as we obviously know from the story, but was chosen to be able to be part of many that were deliverers for the children of Israel. And in the midst of reading this, I just asked God the giftings and the talents and the wisdom that he has given me. Am I using it for his glory? And am I using it at my fullest capacity? Am I being creative in what he has given me with, even as I have had a discussion with Apostle about understanding that God the Father is an awesome creator. So being that I'm made in his image and his likeness, then creativity also lies within me and also lies in with those that are on this phone line and even those that will listen to this recording in the future. And I ask myself to hold myself accountable, Lord, that though I may at moments of the story turn my nose up about what Samson is doing, but the reality of, Lord, am I falling suit in the same spirit of having talent and having creativity and having wisdom and having purpose and having a designed destiny, but I'm falling short because of character flaws. Understanding that the gifting is not doesn't come with repentance, but understanding that do I need to repent for not using what he has laid before me at its fullest capacity. So there's a quote that I'd often say when I say that some people are a lesson and some people are a blessing. And what I got to see in this story was to learn that through everything God has placed in me, to be able to also learn from the example of Samson and some of the story of what not to do. Amen. So that I can not be a lesson, but I can actually be a blessing. Amen. So last week we talked about, or we dealt with Samson, where the title said Samson against the Philistines. And immediately I pointed out, just in those four words, just in that title, that something was wrong, because scripturally it talks about God will fight our battles. Amen?
Amen.
So when I read about Samson against the Philistines, immediately I knew something wasn't right according to the word of God. Amen? Because there was one time that I would have not seen that, because I was still moving in that same spirit of revenge. Amen? You do something to me, I'm going to do something twice as much to you. Amen? So now, because of the revelation, and now because of not just my talk but my walk, I can immediately see from last week when the title said Samson against the Philistines that something was wrong. But this week we get to see the title for today is Samson's Final Victory. Amen? Samson's Final Victory. And what I realize is through the five chapters that the book of Judges dedicated to specifically this judge, Samson, amen, that we see that Samson is an example of so many, amen, whether it be biblically or even of those people that we have encountered in our life, in our lifetime, amen, who start off well but end off badly, amen. The one in high school, if we remember that, we had different sections, the most athletic and the most popular, but one I remember was the one that we all voted about, those that's most likely to succeed but falter into obscurity. Amen? This is what we get to see a counterpart in this story on today, and those who start off great, but their stories end tragically. Amen? It allows us to understand what Paul was talking about when it comes to running of this journey, that we will have moments that we will achieve greatness and there will be moments that we will fall. But the most important thing is how we finish this race, not just how we start, but how we finish this race. Amen? So
amen.
We want to end it where that if we're blessed to start it off great, we want to end it off great. Amen. If it started off topsy-turvy, if it started off where we understand not only was we a dead man walking, but we was assisting in going to hell, that it ends out that God can say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. So it allows us as children of God, as I read this story, saints, to acknowledge that there are possibilities based on how we position ourselves and how we posture ourselves of either ruining our lives or even, as we see in the story, we can ruin lives of others. Amen? As was the case, as we see in the life of Samson, as we will see in today's Sunday school lesson as well. Amen? And one thing I understand, saints, as I was reading this, of all the famous figures of the Old Testament, I believe Samson was probably, for me, the most tragic. And in many ways, his life serves as an example, as I said earlier, of what not to do. Amen? Even in that's a blessing when you learn what not to do and stray away from it. Amen?
So amen.
Some of what we will be able to take from today's Sunday school is that giving into temptation, saints, will always lead to bad results. Amen? Giving into temptation will always lead to bad results. And we'll
amen.
Also see from this reading, saints, to be able to see the revelation that a wise person, I'm talking about the wisdom of God, amen, will learn to rely on the Lord and turn to him when being tempted. Always was my problem was to be able to try to pull out of that temptation within self, amen, and not relying on Jesus Christ. When he said, it is finished, part of that was what was incorporated in the it is the temptation that will come, amen. That's why he lets us know that there was no temptation that was common to man that he hasn't experienced, amen. So when it comes, he's letting us know, even through this reading, when we learn what not to do, to understand that when temptation comes, that we are to rely on the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And also, as I was reading, I was able to see that the reading allows us to make a point to ask God to help us resist temptation every day. Amen. Understanding that thing is crouched down, and if it didn't get you on Monday, it will sure enough try to get you on Tuesday. So I understand to ask God to help us resist temptation every day instead of trying to believe or trying to push ourselves to where we can overcome, that we can battle it ourselves. Amen. When
Amen.
We don't even have to do it, I can truly take on his yoke, understanding that he will take that burden from me. Amen. And learning not to be a spiritual Indian giver of saying, I give it to you on Monday and Tuesday, but I think I'm built up enough now spiritually, Lord, I can deal with it on Wednesday. Amen. So to truly
Amen.
Understand, to give it to him every day in prayer, even that prayer of foresight, that prayer of whatever is to come, Lord, that I be postured and positioned rightfully to be able to make sure I turn it over to you and not try to be able to battle that thing that the enemy has set for me, or even the inner me that's in me that will trip my own self up. Amen. I've learned to understand the level of accountability when it comes to who's motivating me, who's really motivating me in whatever area it may be. Is it the enemy? Is it God, or is it me? Amen.
Amen.
And what I understand too, Amen. As we read and understanding that instead of thinking that we can battle with ourselves, Samson's life and Samson's lifestyle clearly shows us, saints, as we will see in this reading, that serving ourselves, hallelujah, serving ourselves will lead to not just loneliness, but destruction. Amen. But the beautiful part on the other side of the pendulum, the encouragement side of the other side of this pendulum, is when we serve others, it'll lead to joy and it'll lead to blessings. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To touch on the prelude before we actually get into the reading, I just wanted to be able to talk about that, what God was able to show me within the reading, and it was most important for me because it touched me. It made me do self-inspection and self-inventory on me. Amen. I never will enjoy the gift and the opportunity afforded by Apostle for me to be able to talk about something if I can't get it from me first. Amen. There's a different
Amen.
Fervor and a different conviction when you're talking about something you've experienced, when
Yes.
God is you to yourself, when in the midst of reading you have to stop at a passage because you need to repent about something. He brings up, the Holy Spirit will bring up memories and things that you thought you either escaped from, or you forgot about, or you didn't even want to deal with. So there was a lot of conviction while reading. There was a lot of repentance while reading. There was a lot of thank you, Jesus, while reading, because I could have missed it. Amen. Or I could have denied it, stayed in denial,
My
and
God.
Not allow the Holy Spirit to say, this is what's going on in your life.
Amen.
This is what you need to see. This is
Come
what
on,
you need to repent from. This is what, if I come right now in the midst of reading, you'll be okay.
Amen.
I never take for granted because I never know when he's coming back.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I never know when he's coming back. I remember the times where I hear people saying, man, I remember while I was smoking a joint and something hit me like, what if he come back right now? You know, immediately put it out, immediately repent. I mean, that's an extreme, but the point of understanding, you don't know when he's coming back. Because guess what? If you got 1 billion people, you're going to have almost 1 billion people doing different things at the time that he comes. And whatever way and posture he catch you in, that's what you're going to be when it's all over with. Amen? So my point is, make sure that we're in right standing with God when he returns. Amen? I don't have to worry about the day or the hour when I'm living right.
That's
and
it.
I didn't have to worry about the police officers when I was living right. It was only when I was living foul that I was a little
Amen.
Concerned about the police officer. Now, we know the reality. You ain't got to do nothing. You could be in your own house eating cereal and something can break out. We know that reality. But I'm talking about my reality when I was thinking back then before it just got crazy in this pandemic. I'm talking about social injustice pandemic. So I understand that it's my job, and through the story of Judges, of being able to read Samson at a different revelation and a different conviction, it made me, every line, it made me look at myself, Lord. If you gifted me with this, would I use this for your glory, or would I use this like a superhero for my own personal agendas? Amen. I'm a man, and I wanted to be Superman. I wanted to be Spider-Man. There was times I wanted to be Batman. Amen. I wanted to be that cape crusader. But I stopped to think about, why did I really want to be that? Would it be because I would want to save and help people? Or would it be because I feel like I got enough skills that I can get into a bank and do certain things to be able to bring money into my pocket? Would I use it for his glory, or would I use it for criminal enterprise? All of those memories started coming back. And what I mean is, I'm dealing with the memories, because I understand if I don't denounce that, if I don't get delivered from that, those are moments where you say to yourself that there was just an opportunity that didn't present itself. That's why I didn't do it. But I want to not do it, even if opportunity presents itself, because of my love for Christ, because I walk in righteousness and I walk in holiness. Amen? I don't want to not do it because opportunity didn't present itself, because that lets me know when opportunity does present itself, then I'm going to do it. So let me cut the root off before it's too late. Amen? Because it ain't got to be a thing. It could be something else. It could be something else that I would do that would be against God when an opportunity afforded itself. Somebody drop a $20 bill. That's an opportunity. Do I pick it up and say, sir, you dropped that $20? Or do I say, that's an opportunity? That's the difference between being saved and being saved and delivered. Amen?
Amen.
I can confess with my mouth about Jesus Christ. But now comes the deliverance part. Now comes the transformation part. When it comes to, now I picked up that $20, what you going to do? Has transformation truly kicked in? Or are you going to move into self-deception like Samson, that we've seen in the Bible to this day? But your story ended tragically when you were built to actually probably be one of the greatest in the Bible besides Jesus. But the choice is ours. It don't mean he wasn't destined for greatness, but we play a part in this as well. Amen? And all I'm asking today is make sure that we play a part in the greatness of our life. Amen? Whatever happened in the past, let that stay in the past. Amen?
Amen.
And we are not only great, but we will stay great. Amen?
Amen? Amen.
So with that, let me jump into this reading. And it starts in Judges chapter 16, verse 21 through 31. But the Holy Spirit asked me to go back one scripture just so we can get a little bit more context in this story of today's reading. Amen? So we'll actually start at Judges chapter 16 and verse 20. And it reads, and it says, and she said, she being Delilah, the Philistines be upon you, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before, and shake myself. In other words, that he would shake off the Philistines. And he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. Wow. Saints, just as I read that, I believe that there's nothing worse that can be said of a person than that the Spirit of the Lord has departed, that the Holy Ghost has left me, that the guider and the protector and the very thing that's the mediation and the connection between me and Christ has left me. Amen? That's the worst thing we could possibly spiritually experience. Amen? Let me tell you something. That's worse than death. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 21, it says, but the Philistines took him and put out his eyes. Now, I stopped there for a moment because we realized that Samson lived under the mantra of an eye for an eye. Amen? You do something to me, I'm going to do something to you. Amen. And what he did to them was way worse than what they did to him. So to live under that mantra of an eye for an eye, the scary part was not literally he wound up losing his eyes. Amen. That's why I said earlier about revenge always leads to bad results. Amen. So again, in verse 21, he said, but the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with feathers and of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Amen. Saints, such is ever as what I've learned from life. I believe that such is ever the moral result of association with the world. This is bound to happen when you are tightly knit and associate with the world, when you're trying to be more like culture than like Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And loses, is as we saw in this text, spiritually, if you hear this spiritually, God was letting me know that the Christian will literally lose their eyesight and their liberty and their freedom when you tie yourself and connect yourself with the world. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, he lived a life of pride. As I see this and I watch how he even contend with his parents when they was telling him that he can find a wife in his own country, and he demanded that his parents get him a wife. Amen. And understanding that even at an early age that the pride had set in, and understanding that some of the beauty of what Apostle have been preaching on dealing with grace, I realized from James 4:6 it talks about, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, saints, but giveth grace unto the humble. Amen? So
Amen.
Here we see in 22 that it says, how be it the hair of his head, oh, this is good, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Amen? So we understand that even us today in the 21st century church, the fallen believer can come back. Amen? Symbolically of the hair growing back. Amen? Spiritually speaking, we can again begin to grow once again. Amen? Even though we may have fallen short. Understanding even in this text, we get to see that hair is symbolic of God's glory. Amen? So verse 22 immediately lets us know, we see that during the time, saints, of his incarceration, that Samson, hallelujah, and the regrowth of his hair pictures God's grace. Amen? It pictures God's grace returning unto Samson. Amen? But understand this, saints, there's a major difference between God's grace and man's grace. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thank God for God's grace, because if I had, for the things that I have done in life, and I had to ask for man's grace, I would not be speaking to you on this phone right now. Amen. I know I would be 6 feet under. So I thank God that not only do I understand there's a difference, but I thank God that there is a difference, and God's grace has been not just upon me, but even those that are on this phone line. Amen.
Amen.
So thank God for God's grace. Amen. So we understand there's a difference. Amen. And for the Christian life, from beginning, saints, to the very end, we must totally be dependent upon God's grace. Amen. Totally dependent. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 23, and it goes on and it says, then the lords of the Philistines gathered together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their god, and to rejoice, for they said, our God, listen to the arrogance in this, hallelujah, our God has delivered Samson out of the enemy into our hand. Amen. They equated Samson's loss, saints, of strength as their god. And we understand this from a historical standpoint. When I actually looked it up, it was the weirdest looking god. But Dagon, where they talk about this god, little g, defeated Jehovah, that Dagon had, he actually had the head and the breast and the hands of a human. Amen? He had the head, He had the breast and he had the hands of a human, and the balance of his body was shaped like a fish. Amen? That was their God. That's what they ultimately was praising and worshiping, and felt like that was who delivered Samson into their hands. Amen? In verse 24, and it says, "And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God, little g, has delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which killed many of us." Amen? In other words, they got their drink on. They said, "Call for Samson, that he may make us sport." Amen? So you're talking about the deliverer. Now the deliverer has been delivered. Now the deliverer has gone from a judge and one that when you see his parents from birth, from the cradle to the grave where we see this man's story, more than we see any judge that's in the book of Judges, was raised right, was trained in the way that he should go, and now he's making sport for the Philistines. Amen? God is letting us know that you can be on the road to the greatest destiny that ever existed, because that's what he has planned for you. But when you allow self to get into it, when you allow to take the glory of God, the strength of God, and the blessing of God, and the giftings of God, and the favor of God, and use it in your own minute way, your own selfish mannerism, your own way to be able to build your own economic system where everything about you and your conversation is I, me, and my.
Amen.
This too can happen. It don't have to be as tragic, but understand what I'm saying, that when you're going off the course, ain't nothing good going to happen. Amen?
Amen.
And it goes on to say, "And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars." Amen? And verse 26 says, "And Samson said unto the lad who held him by the hand." Saints, before we end this story, let me tell you something. Just like the unknown gentleman, when Jesus fed the 5,000, they never named that lad. But he was one of the most important persons in that story. And when I read this, because this lad decided to adhere to what Samson asked, really changed the course. So I just wanted to allow all of us that's on the line to understand, this lad is probably one of the most important, if not the most important person outside of Christ that's in this story. Amen? So verse 26 again says, "And Samson said unto the lad who held his hand by, who held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereunto the house stands, that I may learn, that I may lean upon them." Because the lad could have said no. And I don't know how this story would have ended. But because he said yes, we get to go on to verse 27 and see what transpired. "Now the house," verse 27, "was full of men and women, and all the lords," little l, "of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women," amen, "who beheld while Samson made sport." Verse 28, "And Samson called upon them, called unto the Lord, and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray you." Now we see twice in five chapters where there was two times that Samson actually prayed unto God. In five chapters dedicated to him, we only see two times a man that was anointed and appointed from before birth. Two times, and this is the second time, the last reading, the last Sunday school, we got to see in Judges 15 where he actually prayed unto the Lord. Amen? But here we see that there's a petition of humility, and he says, "I pray you." Hallelujah. But look at all the me
Hallelujah.
And the eyes in this. Amen. He said, "Remember me, I pray you, and strengthen me, I pray you. Only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes." Amen. Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, and one which his right hand, and of the other with his left. Amen. Verse 30, last two verses. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell down upon the Lord and upon all the people who were there. Amen. So the dead which he killed at his death were more than they which he killed in his life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 31,
Amen.
Last verse. Then his brethren, wow. Then, finally, his brethren and all the house of his fathers came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Esthol in the burial place of Manoah, his father. And he judged Israel 20 years. Amen. When I read of compassion, there is a level of empathy and sadness as I read this, because it lets me know what you do during the course of your life when it comes to having those in your corner, having even associates, but most of all, having friends. To watch a man of greatness have to die alone like this, amen? We know David had friends, amen? We read about the expound story of him and Jonathan, amen? But Samson died alone, amen? We need friends in times of trouble. Are you hearing me, saints? We need friends. It ain't got to be in trouble sometimes. Oh, but it's a blessing when you got friends, when you don't have to deal with things alone. Amen? But we do know that if those don't pick up the phone or those don't feel like being bothered, we can always call a helper. Amen? But God has to
Amen.
Teach us here to be able to help one another, to be able to use one another, not
yes.
misuse one another, but to be able to use one another. Amen?
Amen.
It saddens me because I understand the validity of a true friend, amen? I always say a true friend will enter into your experience.
Yes.
A true friend will enter into your experience, no matter what you're going through. They will
Hallelujah.
Enter into that, amen? They don't have to take on that, but they will enter into it to be able to help
Hallelujah.
You out of it, to be able to give you words in season, amen? Sometimes it's
yes.
to give you some of the words back to what you gave them. A true friend will enter into your experience, amen? A true
Hallelujah.
Friend will encourage you to endure. A true
Amen.
Friend will encourage you to endure. These are the things that Samson didn't have, but these are the things that David had when he was on the run from Saul. Amen?
Amen.
So we understand a true friend will not only enter into your experience, a true friend will not only encourage you to endure, but a true friend is not envious of your elevation. Sometimes we lose what we thought was friends when they see us elevating.
Ooh,
or sometimes they want to use your elevation to say that they pulled you out of situations and that's why you're elevating, regardless of what it may be. But the characteristic of a true friend ain't going to be envious of your elevation.
Amen.
And I always say, if I see it, I always tell them, you need to go ahead and move on, because what you going to do when God supersized me? If you're envious of this, my grip ain't going to stop. So I just need to get an usher ministry and usher you to the back row, and you sit there and you just watch what God do. Because you ain't productive for this. Because if your envy is here, I can imagine what it's going to be by the time God get finished with me. Amen? So that's
Amen.
Just being able to identify what a friend is and understanding the sadness that Samson in his greatness died by himself. His people came when he was dead. If he had some people in his corner, some things might have changed. Amen? Even though there was a level of arrogance, we've all experienced either people like that or even ourselves. But because somebody stayed there, when you can say, you should have left me a long time ago. You didn't have to keep pouring in me, because I knew I was out of order. I was purposely at times out of order because I didn't want to hear it. But you still kept pouring into me. Why? Because it was a bigger picture. You trust God that the word of God can transform me.
Amen.
So instead of saying my kid ain't going to make it, he ain't no good, I don't care what he's doing at that time, I'm saying you are greatness. You are what God created before you was even born. You are a world changer. Amen. No matter what may be coming out of you in that season, I'm going to keep talking the words of God that he told me that you are. Even if you don't see it now, and even if you ain't performing at it now. Hallelujah. So let us position ourselves that no matter what's going on in our life, that we got some friends, that we got those that can pull us out of situations, those that we can talk about holy things, those that we can talk more about than just scandal and Murder, She Wrote and How to Get Away with Murder and Housewives of L.A. and Housewives of Atlanta, those that we can truly talk about what thus saith the Lord in the Word of God. Girl, did you read Psalms 23 today?
Amen.
I just realized he said that though I'm at the table, the enemy is still there. He ain't said nothing about removing the enemy. He just said, go sit at the table, and I'll take care of the rest. I ain't never see that, girl. Wow. Right from there, you talking about chicken wings, and the next thing you talking about is, let's read the Word of God. Let's put some bread with this chicken. This the point. My point is about having people in your life that keep you focused and staying on the right path. Amen?
Amen.
That's what I saw at
praise
the end of the story of what Samson didn't have. And sometimes his posture and his strength and what people saw probably kept people away outside of his character. And I asked God, Lord, let me be friendly. I can't ask for friends if I'm not giving off the spirit of friendliness. Amen? But allow me to discern those that come in as a friend but got another agenda too. There's another part to that prayer as well. Amen? Because people are wise enough, the enemy is wise enough to come at what draws you. But as Apostle always say, when people come, what's your purpose? What is your purpose here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church? And we have to lay that before people because sometimes, innocently, some people just don't know. And it allows people to be able to find and be able to understand what vision is for the church and purpose may be for the church and those things like that. But right now what I want to do is, if somebody jump right in and see what God has allowed, what the Holy Spirit has given you at this time, from what we read thus far. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to say God bless everyone on the line. This message today was rich. It was a blessing to me. When you spoke about Samson and his arrogance and maybe, you know, he didn't have anybody to kind of warn him in his mess, you know, sometimes we all need someone to maybe say, well, hey, you know, there's certain things that you do, but I'm going to show you how to do it a different way. And like a lot of times in the story, you know, sometimes people just do things out of pridefulness and maybe they don't even realize they're doing it. So what I found too also was I liked at the end of the Bible study, when Samson asked the lad to bring him to the pillars, which he knew, I believe, that Samson knew that he did wrong, and because his eyes was already gouged out, he just felt like there was no more need to really go on. So he did decide to take as many as, you know, he could with him, and that was his you know, what he felt that he should have done at towards the end. So I just want to say the word was really a blessing to me, and I just would like to bless everyone today on the line. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. We thank Amen. God for that share through our very own Sister Latasha. Anyone else sharing?
Praise God just for being on the line this morning. This
Praise
is Minister
the Lord.
Allen. Father God, you know, I've always loved the story of Samson, Father God. Because it always reminds me of taking inventory. After he had
Amen.
Done what he wanted to do, on the end he couldn't see. But God gave him spiritual eyes. And spiritual anointing. Glory to God. He couldn't shake no more. But God, that last shake was the greatest shake that he ever knew, because that came from that spiritual man. That spiritual man, because he had time to make total inventory of himself. And I thank God that even on the end, he said, one more time, Lord.
Yes.
Praise he still called on the Father.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
God.
Right now, hallelujah, Jesus. He called on the higher power. Glory to God. Not in his flesh. Glory to God. But the man that molded and made him and called him in, you know, from the predestination of the world, he called him. And he said, one more time, God, if you just do this thing for me, Father God. I'm like Bishop when, you know, when I read the, about Samson even years ago, it just touched my spirit. And I used to ask God, just help me to make inventory of myself. Yeah, glory to God. Every time I hear it and I read that about him, it just makes me, like Bishop, you find yourself in the Word. And that's what makes it so great. Just one more time, Lord, if you just do it for me one more time. And then that day, not even seeing or knowing, it's more for the seeing died that day than through his lifetime. But I do thank God for the Word this morning, still in the hospital room, Father God. But I'm thanking God for Jesus. I just wanted to give that little input. Hey, dear heart, this morning. But I'm thanking and praising God. You can leave it there. You too,
amen.
Dear.
Praise God. We thank God for that share. Is there anyone else that is on that would like to share before we close out? Praise God.
Yes, this is Laura. I wanted to share that I think what this was showing me was whether we're using a gift to our capacity or not. Like, people want to talk about what they have. Like, I have a pension, I have an investment, I have a scholarship, but it wasn't really us doing it. It's like God is giving us something and asking us to steward it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Every share. Is there anyone else that would like to share before we close out? Amen. And beloved, every share today was excellent. Amen. And you can see how through the taught word through Sunday school that, you know, the Holy Spirit made the lesson life in a different area for each person. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so, yes, and so you have to walk out what the Holy Spirit had made life, what was stirred up in you, praise God. And I love, amen, the last sister shared, Sister Laura, as well, when she mentioned stewardship, because remember, Samson, amen, was set aside unto God, a representation, amen, of a judge to be able to deliver, amen, the children of Israel from their enemy. And so really he was an extension of God's hand, of God's deliverance, amen. And
amen.
So you remember in the story of Samson and the truth, amen, the Philistines also praise their God, Dagon, amen, for delivering Samson, which we know is impossible for God himself to be delivered into the hands of a false god. So this thing really was not about just Samson and the Philistines. This thing was about the God that they served and the God that we serve, amen? And so
amen.
You will find that a lot of your situations and circumstances, you know, is just not about you and another person. You're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness. And what are you going to do with what God gave you steward over? Amen. And so you have to be mindful that And I believe that this is going into the Sunday message, but I'm not going to preach it early. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That you're given something and God has made you steward where you place it and where you invest it. If it does not reproduce and become productive, you have to know how to pull back that blessing. You have to know how to cut it off. Amen. Praise God. Because he gave it to you and you are held accountable. Amen. So it's not just about what you worked for and what you did, but it is about the source who gave it to you, that God gave it to you. And we learned all throughout the body that God wants us to be productive, that he wants us to be creative. And so if you're sowing what he gave to you in a place that is unproductive, or if you're putting it in a bag of holes and it's just being spent and not being reproduced, amen, and then you go to God and you want to know why is this taking place, amen, he gave it to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, beloved, I love Samson. Amen. And I believe that each and every one of us have one last shake. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. We can ask God to do it through us one more time. Father, will you work through us just one more time? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is not just able. He's willing to work this thing in you one more time. He's willing. Amen. Hallelujah. The cause for you to be victorious just one more time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It is not yet over. Amen. Hallelujah. Samson blinded. Hallelujah. Can't see. Amen. So him not being able to see meant that there was no way for him to escape. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. But he just wanted to bring victory to God's name.
Yes.
One more time. Lord, use me one more time. Praise God, hallelujah. And beloved, we have to want to be used by God, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He raised up Samson, amen, hallelujah, amen, to be a judge over his people, to bring his people into victory. Praise God. God wants to bring you into victory. He wants to deliver you out of the lack, out of the sickness, out of the financial torment, out of the mental
Lord.
Torment, amen, whatever it may be, amen. God wants
to prosper.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He wants you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory,
beloved,
glory, glory.
Get excited and stay excited. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hold on to the joy of the Lord, for it is your strength. Amen.
Amen.
The fullness of his joy. Hallelujah. Don't stop a little bit of joy and get happy and go more fast in his presence. Stay there just a little while. Hallelujah. That you can get the full of the provision, hallelujah, that God would have for you to get. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And even though Samson's story may have seemed to be tragic, amen, and even though, amen, hallelujah, my God, he did move, amen, at times in things that he should not have, God still favored him, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. God did not call you to himself and raise you up, amen, and send you, amen, that you can be defeated, hallelujah, Jesus. Like Minister Harris said, Samson had time to consider, hallelujah, where he went wrong. He had time to consider, amen, the true source of his strength, hallelujah, my God.
Yes.
He had time, hallelujah. Sometimes we need to get still and just consider, hallelujah, who God is, amen, and what is his purpose and his plan, and get back divinely aligned, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, with what it is that God is doing and what he would desire and what his will is unto good work, amen, hallelujah. And so, beloved, we just want to encourage you today in Sunday school, and if there be one on the line today, hallelujah, in this Sunday school, amen, that knows not Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, amen, hallelujah, for for the, what God had given unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. He told us to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Amen. We want to replenish the earth with those that are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to give you the gift of life. Amen. We want to preach this gospel to the sin, sick, dying world. Amen. We want to restore the blessing of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's what we come to give you. Jesus the Christ, amen, him of Nazareth, amen, hallelujah, that died for our sins, that shed his blood, amen, and offered himself up as a living sacrifice. He went willingly to the, amen, to the cross of Calvary, praise God,
yes,
hallelujah,
thank
he
you,
did
Jesus.
Not fight, he did not call down the angels, amen, he bore our sin, amen, hallelujah, that we may
Ooh,
have the right
Jesus.
Eternal life, praise
Woo.
God, amen, through his sacrifice. And so if you be on the line today, amen, Samson knew his help, hallelujah, and he calls upon his help, but who is your help, hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Bishop said we need someone, who's your help, hallelujah. I learned that the Lord, he is my help, he is my friend, praise God, when there is no other friend, hallelujah.
Yes,
when
Lord.
Be forsaken by family, hallelujah, you can call on the name of Jesus. And so
hallelujah.
We just want to give you the opportunity that you yourself can get in right standing with God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. Beloved, this is what we offer unto you today, Christ, who is able to give you eternal life and right standing with God. Hallelujah. Beloved, is this you? Praise God. Don't miss this great opportunity. Praise God. Seize the opportunity of salvation. Now is the hour. Now is the time. Praise God. Not next week, not tomorrow. Don't try to fix yourself up and get yourself together. This is the hour for repentance and the hour for salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. And if your heart was pricked, as the man of God taught on today, amen. Hallelujah. I would like to walk you through the prayer of repentance. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. You can repeat after me. Here I am, a sinner in my sins. Come into my heart. I believe you died for my sins. I believe that you are Lord, and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that you resurrected, and I promise to serve you the balance of my days. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God. Amen. And beloved, if your heart was pricked and if you believed in your heart and if you confess with your mouth, amen, for Romans 10:9 tells us that confession is unto salvation, amen, if you confess with your mouth, you are no longer a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl, but you are the righteousness of God, amen. Regeneration is working in your heart even right now, hallelujah, amen, but now every sheep need a shepherd, and so we invite you to join us at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. Hallelujah. You can reach out to us at 800-373-6948. Let us know, amen, that you was blessed through the message, that your heart was pricked, amen, and that you repented of your sins, that we can further instruct you in righteousness, amen, that you would know how to live this new life in Christ, amen, hallelujah, that you have just received. You are a new creature, amen, a new creation in Christ, praise God, amen, and we want you to know what that looked like through the word of God, through the eyes of God and in the mind of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so you can also reach us through the website, which is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, beloved. Amen. And so, beloved, we just want to encourage you. Amen. Those of you that's on the line and you would like to give, you could go to the church website and give through the donate page or through the Cash App, $CSDC12. Amen. The Sunday School Department. Amen. Hallelujah. amen, as we print out paperwork and buy books, amen, hallelujah. Some people, amen, are paying for their books, and some people that don't have it, we bless them with the books, amen, hallelujah, my God, that they can stay equipped in the word of God, amen. And so we ask that you give to the Sunday school department, amen. And we just want to remind you to join us, amen, in 1 p.m. Spirit and Truth service, amen, that is following this service. We're logging out to log back on, amen, hallelujah, because there is a word from the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. And I'm going to ask now, amen, that Sister Latasha just close us out in prayer. She will be the last voice that you hear, amen, and then we will log back in for the 1 p.m. Spirit and Truth worship service, amen.
Amen. Okay. Father God, I just want to lift you up. We magnify your holy name.
Yes.
Father God, just bless everyone on the line today, oh God. Father God, we're grateful. We're grateful that you woke us up today, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I'm grateful that the word has been blessed, oh God. Lord God, just cover everyone that's on the phone line today, oh God. Father God, we acknowledge you, oh God. Father God,
yes.
Your word was truth, light, and love, oh God. And Father God,
oh,
we
yes.
thank you. Father God, just touch everyone today on the line, Lord God. The soles of their feet, oh God.
Yes,
Lord
yes.
God,
hallelujah.
We worship you. Father God, we stand in front of you, oh God. Father God, we
hallelujah.
Thank you. Your presence, the blood washes and cleanses us, oh God.
Hallelujah.
So Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Lord God, just touch everyone, Father, with supernatural divine touching. Father God, we lift you up and we thank you. I praise your holy, holy, holy name. In the mighty
hallelujah.
Name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you, my Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, beloved. You are officially released from Sunday school. We will see you in Spirit and Truth worship service in 3 minutes. Agape love.
Agape love.